Hawaii races to secure power plant as lava threatens facility. Workers scrambled to shut down a geothermal power plant on Hawaii's Big Island before it gets doused in fiery lava. Crews worked overnight, May 22nd, to close the 11th and final well at the Puna Geothermal Venture, PGV, plant, which provides 25% of the Big Island's power to prevent the uncontrollable release of toxic fumes. Molten rock from an active fissure flowed as close as 200 yards from the nearest well pad, officials said. County, state, and federal partners have been collaborating closely to monitor the situation and work with the PGV to ensure the safety of the surrounding communities, the county said. The plant has been closed since May 3rd, when Kilauea volcano began erupting, sending red-hot lava spewing out of fissures on the eastern side of the island. Some 60,000 gallons of pentane, a highly flammable chemical stored in the plant, were moved, and the state said last week it was pumping cold water into the wells and would cap them with iron plugs. The plant wells are as deep as 8,000 feet and tap into extremely hot water and steam used to run turbines and produce electricity. Kilauea volcano most recently exploded at its summit shortly before 6 p.m. local time Monday, according to the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. The resulting ash plume may affect surrounding areas, it said. Lava flows from fissures near Pau, Hawaii. Lava has been oozing out into the ocean from two flows located 3 miles east of the plant, creating acid fumes and lase, a combination of scorching lava and haze that is formed when erupting lava reacts with seawater. Lase is potentially deadly if inhaled. If one were to be near the lase, because of the various acids, it would be corrosive to the eyes, the nose, and respiratory tract, and the skin, Dr. Alvin Bronstein from the Hawaii Department of Health told reporters. Explosions from methane gas are also possible if the lava mixes with the flammable gas given off by rotting vegetation. Kilauea's eruption has produced 24 fissures and is entering a more violent phase, sending larger volumes of molten rock shooting out of the ground and flowing farther than before. At least 44 homes have been destroyed in the Leilani Estates and Lanipuna Gardens in the area of the Puna District. Kilauea volcano on the island of Hawaii, from PA Graphics. A man was seriously injured Saturday when a plate-sized chunk of lava flared up from a fissure and struck him on the leg. 2,000 people have been evacuated due to the lava's flow and release of toxic sulfur dioxide gas, levels of which have tripled in the last 2 days, officials said.